So as somebody who's worked in many restaurants in my day, I've been a waitress, I've been a hostess, I've been a bartender. And because I worked in New York for all those years, there have been like ridiculous amounts of celebrities that have come and gone. Mm-hmm. And some of them were super nice and some of them were just total jerks for no apparent reason. And it would be great. Like, I wonder if Instagram was around then, if I would have gotten on an Instagram story and been like, here's who came in today and they were like really awesome. And then here's who came in yesterday and they totally sucked and didn't leave a tip. Like, I wonder if I would do that. I think I would put my job in jeopardy. You know what I mean? I don't think a lot of restaurants like people who kiss and tell. In fact, I worked at some restaurants where there was so many celebrities, they made you sign something saying that you would not see what a celebrity did and then go run to page six or whatever.
Right. Because they're never going to come back to that restaurant because you call them out.
Right. So there's this hostess named Julia Carolyn, and she's been doing this for a while. This is her second video that she's posted. But apparently she's like posted stuff like this before where she basically kisses and tells. She talks about everyone that comes in her restaurant. Now, the thing is, she's the hostess, not the waitress. Mm-hmm. So all she has to say is how many and would you like a table? Do you have a reservation? It's different when you're a waitress and you have to take somebody's order, which I have definitely done, and there've been a lot of big celebrities. So let's let her tell you what she thought of Kendall Jenner and Beyonce and Nick Jonas, and then I'll tell you about the celebrities that I ended up serving.
So next up we have Kendall Jenner. This is another one where I unfortunately did not have the best experience with them. She used to come in all the time and was pretty cold towards staff. She also usually has someone speak for her and doesn't speak directly to staff. I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt and say she's just shy. From my experiences with her, I have to give her like a 4 out of 10. Next up, we have Nick Jonas, another childhood fave. He came in with his friends one time and he was really normal and chill. Not too much to report on this, but he definitely seems like a nice guy. I'm gonna give him an 8 out of 10. Next up, we have the queen herself, aka Beyonce. This is definitely the most starstruck I've ever been. We didn't speak too much. Her and Jay-Z came in and I walked them to their table. But when she left, she made sure to look at me, give me a big smile and say thank you.
When I was a waiter, Britney Spears had come in and it was one of these things that was almost exactly like Kendall Jenner, where they don't let her talk.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody orders for the table. If Britney needs something, they call you over and they say, Britney needs, and they tell you what Britney needs, or can you please bring another Coke and put it here?
Mm-hmm.
Not, they don't even say her name. They just say like, put it here, like in front of this person, as if I don't know it's Britney Spears, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's weird, but I think partly because she's shy and partly because she has to protect herself, because if she says the wrong thing and I go running to page six, you know, after her whole meltdown in 2007, like she's got to be super careful.
Mm-hmm.
And then also she's one of these people that like you and I have interviewed her, so we know. Mm-hmm. She's the kind of person that would order turkey, but she meant chicken.
Right.
So it's probably better that somebody else orders for her.
Well, that's most women. It doesn't have to be Britney Spears. I think all women should have somebody order for them when they go out, because A, you're going to get the wrong thing, and then you're going to blame me, and then you're going to eat my stuff on my plate. So it's just better for you just to sit there and not say a word.
Peter Gabriel was the nicest. He was in there with a big group of people, and I was expecting like whoever was his manager or agent or whatever to do all the talking. He did all the talking. He ordered for everybody. He called me. He asked me what my name was, called me by my name, like held my arm while he ordered things. Like he grabbed my wrist and he was like, okay, Cooper, here's what we'd like. I want this many drinks for these people. That person cannot have alcohol, so make sure they get a Coke every single time. You know, he was very like, I don't know. He was like a big, like, I almost felt like he was about to say, why don't you sit down and have a drink with us? You know,
right.
He's so friendly and so nice.
Well, he's one of those lucky guys that nobody really knows what he looks like. But
right.
I don't think Peter is walking down the street and you're going, hey, there's Peter Gabriel.
Wait, and here's an even worse part of it. I said Peter Gabriel and it wasn't Peter Gabriel.
Oh,
I mean,
see.
Phil Collins. I knew it was one of those guys.
See,
I don't even know that music all that well. And he was one of the guys from Genesis. Okay, it was not Peter Gabriel. It was Phil Collins, because I just looked it up. Yeah, because his daughter was
there,
Lily
Collins.
There's
a difference. There's a big difference. You know who Phil Collins is.
I do know. Now I realize, Peter Gabriel,
you really wouldn't know who he is. But Collins has been in movies and Miami Vice and...
No, well, Lily Collins, his daughter, was there with him. So I was distracted by like, oh, look at this cute little child here. You know, she's like a kid at the time. But no, it was Phil Collins. It wasn't even Peter Gabriel. I get that music confused, to be honest. It's not my music.
Yeah, I mean, if Peter Gabriel walked into the studio right now, I would say, sir, can you wait outside?
Right, who are you? Are you here to fix my refrigerator? Because that was last week.
But Phil Collins, I know who he is.
Right.
You know.
It was Phil Collins. He was very nice. I don't know if Peter Gabriel's nice or not.
I mean, it could be Peter Gabriel. It could be Colin Jost. I don't know. They kind of look alike. It could be just any random guy. If he's not singing In Your Eyes or this song, I don't know who it is.
You know what? It might have been just some bald guy.
A really nice bald guy.
Maybe it wasn't anybody famous.
Did he have an accent?
He did.
Okay, good. Then...
Just some bald British guy.
Did anybody say that's Phil Collins or that's somebody famous or something like that?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, no, everybody was talking about it. I mean, like, everybody that worked there, my manager, the hostess, they were all really excited because he was in my section. Like, we put Peter Gabriel in your section. I mean, I said it again. We put Phil Collins in your section. What the hell's wrong with me? They're the same person as far as I'm concerned.
They are so not the same person.
They are the same person. No, they're both in Genesis. It's just some guy from Genesis was sitting in my section.
It could have been the bass player. You're like, I don't know who he is either. But Phil
Collins. If it was Jay-Z or J. Cole, I would know which J it was. Like, I'm, you know, that's my music. I don't know the rock stuff like you do. I know.
I mean, they're both royalty at this point.
I knew they were in Genesis. Which one's this? This is Phil Collins, right?
This is Phil Collins. This is okay. The bald British guy.
The bald British guy who sat in my section and was very nice to me.
And he had an accent and he's really small.
And left me a nice tip.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was really generous. He was really sweet. He was terrific. Yeah.
He's got Sussudio money. When you got Sussudio money, yeah, you can leave a nice tip.